Back in August 1986, Kalamazoo's first Black Arts Festival was held, and obviously the organization has flourished with art, art exhibits, cultural events, classes, and more. Kicks off today. It's a hop and a skip away. My next guest is excited, Yolanda Lavender, officially hired as the Executive Director of the Black Arts and Cultural Center a year ago. So Yolanda, always a pleasure to speak with you. We've seen you on our Kalamazoo Lively Arts. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Shelley.
All right, let's do a couple one-on-ones. First of all, the Black Arts and Cultural Center, what are you all about?
Yes, so we are, as you said, located in Kalamazoo, and our goal and mission is to showcase Black art and Black culture and to just raise awareness about those two things here in the city of Kalamazoo, but also throughout West Michigan and across the nation.
Been in your office, and I certainly I know you host artists who do their thing. The Epic Center is where you hail?
Yeah, we're right downtown Kalamazoo inside of the Epic Center. Lots of other amazing arts organizations are all located inside of this, what we would consider an art hub here in the city of Kalamazoo. So we have a gallery where we exhibit artists every month, theater, our theater company, Face Off Theater, host shows and productions 4 times a year. So we've got lots of things, performing arts, visual arts, and everything in between.
Busy lady. And a busy time happens today. An annual edition, a big year, 30 years, the Black Arts Festival kicking off today through the 17th. What's y'all about? Are y'all on to hear?
Yes, absolutely. So 30-year anniversary, Black Arts and Cultural Center started from the Black Arts Festival back in August of 1986, and the founders decided that they wanted to do something more than just in the summer, a week-long event, to stretch it out all year long, and so from that, the Black Arts and Cultural Center was born. So we're celebrating 30 years, and today kicks off the first day of the festival. We've got 9 amazing events that'll span all the way through next Sunday around the city in different locations. We really think that it's important to partner and collaborate and to provide access to everybody across the city to the Black Arts Festival. And then we'll culminate things in LaCrone Park again this year on Saturday and Sunday. So looking forward to just an amazing time this week.
Looks like I'm on your best website, blackartskalamazoo.org, where you share the lineup. So what's happening today?
Yeah, so today we're going to have the community empowerment film viewing and discussion of the documentary 7 a.m. And this documentary just focuses and highlights the importance of economic empowerment, specifically in the African-American community. And so we really hope that this event will do just that, is to empower people in terms of really understanding the importance of one of the key Swahili words, ujamaa, which means cooperative economics. So we're partnering with Nexus Kalamazoo, which is an organization that focuses on economic empowerment in the Black community. And we're looking forward to the discussion afterwards so we can really hone in on some action steps that we can take, after we leave this event this evening.
Tomorrow?
Yep, then tomorrow we'll move on to identifying identity. So this event obviously is going to focus on identity and who we are and really what that means. We're going to focus also on the Black history, specifically of Kalamazoo, paying tribute to two amazing individuals who have passed within the last few months here in Kalamazoo, Mrs. Anna Witten and Dr. Charles Warfield. And we'll have some presentations from some youth advisory councils, and just, again, an opportunity for us to focus on the Black history in Kalamazoo.
Tell me about Wednesday. It's all about the kids, the youth.
Yes, absolutely. I'm really excited about this event this year. So we put together a Black Arts Festival Youth Day Committee about earlier in, I would say, maybe September. And so they've been working really hard to plan things. They're going to be facilitating, organizing the entire day. We got arts workshops, we're going to have games, food, of course, lots of fun and just energy around the next generation, just to really empower them in terms of being able to, give them what they need to be able to step up and take the reins.
Executive Director of the Black Arts and Cultural Center out of Kalamazoo, Yolanda Lavender, with us talking about what is happening this week when it comes to the Black Arts Festival, which means there's art, the arts exposure on Thursday.
Absolutely. So we, again, are looking forward to the opportunity to invite the community into our actual space in downtown Kalamazoo inside of the Epic Center, and also provide the opportunity for them to get to know the rest of our really fantastic building partners. So there will be an opportunity to do hands-on activities and get to know some of the other people in the Epic Center, and again, get to see actually where the Black Arts and Cultural Center is located.
Much more on the list from Friday to the 17th. Give me one more highlight, if you would, Yolanda.
Absolutely. So the biggest highlight is we're focusing again on the 30-year anniversary. So we've got a Founders Luncheon celebration that we'll have on Friday afternoon. Well, we will be honoring the founders of the Black Arts and Cultural Center, as well as past and current executive board members, volunteers, and those who have supported us for the past 30 years.
Now it's time to tell us about you. You not only are an executive director, but are you also yourself out entertaining us still, Yolanda?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep, so I, again, took on the position at BACC about 2 years ago now, and so I always say that my full-time job is, you know, an artist in the regard that I'm, you know, the director at an arts organization. And then I also have the opportunity to be a traveling performing artist. And so I am able to get out across the city, doing lots of stuff in Grand Rapids. Actually, always look forward to coming there and all across the country. So still singing, writing, and performing.
That's good. Keep it up. Thanks. How do we find out more information on everything we've discussed?
BlackArtsKalamazoo.org is the website. All details are located there, and also on our social media at BlackArtsKalamazoo.org on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
And a reminder, again, watching you on our Kalamazoo Lively Arts, WGVU.org, for that link. Yolanda, we'll see you soon. Thank you.